event again through through spring, but we just wanted to give Rosehill Gardens this chance for a punter's challenge after the very first successful one at Royal Randwick. And look, it's just a great day of racing, another nine races, and we're really starting to warm up again for the championships with your breaking news there about Chautauqua. Wow, on that first day, third TJ Smith Stakes, what an achievement that would be.
It would be, yeah, for sure. All right, mate, we'll talk to you in the morning. We're broadcasting again from Rosehill from 6:30 tomorrow morning. We'll bring the listeners all the very latest right through it tomorrow, and we'll update on any news through the day. Good on you, Brett. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Andrew. See you then, and good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Only two scratchings at this stage for Rosehill. Race 5, number 3, Rising Red, and Race 7, number 8, Cassidy, which you can take out of the Oaks. It won't be going there. Joe Pride has told me that he'll make a decision on New Tipperary running in the prelude tomorrow. He'll make that decision later this afternoon once he talks to the owners. Prized Icon is another one that James Cummings is certainly monitoring the track, whether Prized Icon would run there tomorrow. So there's a couple that we'll watch out for through the day. Just a couple of other quick things. Sam Clipperton from Hong Kong, he'll be riding at Randwick tomorrow week, April 1. He's riding Memento in the Sires and Diddums in the PJ Bell. He's certainly open for other rides going through jockey manager John Shell. So Sam Clipperton riding day one of the championships. And the other one was In Her Time, who ran so well recently for Benjamin Smith. They've already decided they're aiming towards the Doomben 10,000, and Josh Parr's already been booked to take the ride. So we're looking forward to seeing her come back during the Brisbane Winter Carnival. We've created and given you plenty of news right through Racing HQ. We'll keep an eye on all of the scratchings, any updates through the afternoon. And stand by now after the break. It's the Albury Cup Day Preview.
It's 10:05. Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. A 75-year-old man has become the fourth victim of the attack on Britain's Parliament, dying in hospital from his wounds. It comes as a package found last night at Westminster has been declared safe and restrictions in the area are being lifted. London has been on high alert since the attack on Wednesday, claimed by Islamic State and committed by a 52-year-old British-born man. A man has fled the scene after driving his car erratically up a tram line and the only section of Swanston Street in Melbourne before crashing into the pole and flipping, coming to rest on tram tracks at the Bourke Street intersection. At first, the driver requested assistance getting to hospital, but he changed his mind and fled on foot while bleeding from his head. A witness chased him, but the man barricaded himself in a nearby shop before he was arrested. Two truck drivers have died in a fiery head-on collision on Picton Road near Winton early this morning, and a 10-year-old girl has called 000 after two men wearing balaclavas and armed with a metal pole broke into a Riverwood unit late last night and assaulted her mother. The men pushed the 42-year-old woman to the ground when she went to investigate a noise at her front door before they punched her several times in the head. She's in hospital with minor injuries. In sport, Australia have drawn their fourth consecutive World Cup qualifier after a 1-1 draw with Iraq overnight. The Socceroos now need to win at least three of their four last games to guarantee direct qualification to Russia 2018. The team's next game is against the UAE on Tuesday night. Meanwhile, Football Federation Australia have suspended Brisbane Roar assistant coach Ross Aloisi for four matches and football director Craig Moore for one match. The pair have 7 days to appeal the decision. The Roosters have overcome the loss of captain Jake Friend before the game to beat South Sydney 20-6 overnight. Bryce Cartwright has been ruled out for the Panthers ahead of tonight's match against Newcastle, while Knights flyer Nathan Ross has been cleared of an ankle injury and will play. Richmond have opened their 2017 AFL season with a 132-89 win over Carlton at the MCG. Tonight, Collingwood host the reigning premiers, Western Bulldogs. And Josh Hazlewood says the pressure is all on India and their captain, Virat Kohli, ahead of tomorrow's fourth and deciding test. Hazlewood believes every failed innings from Kohli brings him closer to a big score, but hopes it's not in this test. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tam's Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports. Sports Radio has the country championships covered. And this Sunday is the last chance for contenders to gain a berth in the final. Musselbrook has the wildcard race. The winner makes it to Randwick. Sunday, catch Musselbrook Wildcard Day here on Sky Sports Radio.
Find your rising star at the 2017 Capricornia Yearling Sale in Rockhampton. 95 quality yearlings, all eligible for the $200,000 Capricornia Race Series. 16 are Bob's eligible and 82 Cutis eligible, including the $250,000 Cutis Jewel. Aquas Farm Lots carry a $100,000 winner's bonus for the 2018 two-year-old sale race. Visit cqtba.com. Phone bids accepted.
Where only the best of the best are on offer. 480 of Australia and New Zealand's finest yearlings from international bloodlines carefully selected. The Inglis Australian Easter Yearling Sale, April 4 to 6 at Newmarket, Sydney. Visit inglis.com.au.
50-month interest-free store-wide, now at Harvey Norman. That's no deposit and no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until May 2021. It's a great time to shop for new season looks in furniture, bedding, home appliances, technology and entertainment. 50-month interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until May 2021. Minimum financed amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Limited time only at Harvey Norman.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And today, at 10 past 10, of course, Tari, unfortunately, the meeting postponed, but Albury, it's the big day there today. John Miller joins me there from the track, the CEO. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Sean.
What sort of a day have you got?
Magnificent. Not a cloud in the sky, blue sky, 27, 28 degrees.
You know, John, there's probably a lot of CEOs of other clubs at the moment not happy they heard you say that. They're getting drenched everywhere.
The same as them 2 days ago.
Yeah, fair dinkum. And now it's just cleared up beautifully for today.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, now we've got an absolute perfect day for racing.
Good on you. You couldn't ask for that, could you? Any better?
No, it's spot on.
All right. The track, how's it rated?
Yeah, look, we've got, just so people will understand, I've explained this earlier to Andrew, we've only completed part of the drainage work.
Yep.
So what happened when we got the 79 millimetres of rain a couple of days ago, the part with the drainage is obviously a lot better than the part without. So we put up a heavy 8 between the 1700 and the 700.
Yep.
And then a soft 5 for the remainder.
Yep.
Now that, we're pretty confident that will improve with this fine weather, but we'll just wait for the stewards to have a look when they arrive and go from there.
So basically, you're just putting up what you consider as the worst rating at the moment until
that's
the stewards come and have a look here.
That's correct.
Yeah, well, you can't be any fairer than that. Now, the rail today, where will that be, John?
Yeah, we're plus 5 between the 800 and the 400, and plus 1 the remainder.
All right. Now, the grass itself, I'd imagine you'd have a pretty fair grass cover, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I just was talking to our ex-track curator, and he just said he's never seen the track look any better, like the amount of grass on it.
Gee,
so the little break we've had in renovation and... raced really well on Sunday, so we're hoping for the same this afternoon.
All right, terrific. So all in all, you've just got a perfect day, a beauty lined up there, and Mother Nature's just smiled down on you with a beautiful sunny day.
That's it. We just got to find a winner now.
That's right. Well, not you and I. It's the next bloke who's going to do that. Scorsese, he's all ready to go, and he's got all the winners, John.
Yeah, he's in form.
Yeah, he is. Good on you. Have a great day there, John.
Thanks, Sean.
John Miller, CEO of Albury, on their big day there today. John Scorsese joins for now. Morning, John.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Albury Cup Day, one of my favourite days, Sean. And he's on the mark there, Johnny Miller. They've got the order for the good track, and that's what they for the good day. I don't know how we're going to rate this track. Sean, I had a walk of it the other day, and I rode it at Albury. But you'd have to say it's going to improve a fair bit down the back, even with no drainage. It's on a day like this, the first race, 105, so...
Got about 3 hours until the first.
Yeah, you know, it's beautiful, clear conditions, and we haven't had any rain here since Wednesday. So, bit of a wait and see job, but I wouldn't really be going for that heavy track form, mate.
All right, no worries. Now, the first day today, the Class 1's over 1,000. We put out 1 Spudo Riley, 5 Treasure Boss, and 9 Hippia. 3 Little Duchess, $2. 7 Mima here, $3.10. 4 Lord Laurie, $7.50. Then we go double figures after that.
Yeah, Sean, I think this is the best bet of the day. 3, 7, 4, and 6 of Cavi. He missed on the first day. He rarely misses at this carnival. And she was pretty handy last preparation. Only the 4 starts. She won on a heavy at Dubbo. probably had no right to win it, stayed in close. Wagga was good after that. It should have nearly won at Randwick, won that highway that day. I was there. 15 Sunflowers beat it of all horses. Bulls of Bar finished behind it. Look, probably what it doesn't want is it too firm a track, and I doubt it's going to get it. But look, on a home track, I think she's too good for these. Matthew Carl on board. We'll go with her. We'll get their money early, Sean, and play with it all day. Three are special. Look, obviously, My Ma is the danger. Only win was at Scone, was pretty strong there back in November. It's had two trials for Matty Smith. The inside gate, it looked the main danger. Four, Lord Laurie was pretty good. Presuming he was consistent last preparation, but he looked like he'd come back a little stronger this time in. And he'll run well again here. And six, all-time mister for the first four takers. But this looks the best of good things. Three are special, 7, 4, and 6.
Right, at race two, this is the Flat Knacker over 900, and they will do that. 5, Delrada, 9, French Halo, 10, Gentleman Charlie out. 2, For Me Dad, 290, 3, Just a Bullet, 380, 6, Vinny Vega, $5. 7, She's Our 7, number 4, Squeaky Squirrel at 750, 1, Oh So Adorable at 10, at 8, A Ton of Courage at 14, nearly everything given a bit of an each-way chance here.
Yeah, always a real spectacle, the Flat Knacker, and like 900 metres, but you're never safe. I've seen a few look home over the years and get blows late in the piece. Terrific little field. 6-2-7-4. I'm with Vinny Vega here. Look, it got back from that wide gate in the Camarina last time. They got only in just over 33 seconds, Sean, so it was never going to win from back there. Not that they had many options with it, but look, the form prior to that, Mooney Valley was really good both times. It was a little unlucky a couple of times. And I think on his home track, he might be able to get over the top of these late. 2, For Me Dad. Well, it's been terrific this mare, this preparation. It was a really strong winner at Wagga 2 back. And look, you could have made a case that it should have nearly won the Camarina. It got him behind them. It didn't know how to back off there. It went up the back of them a few times. It got held up in the straight. It was terrific behind Highly Geared. She did everything right. It didn't do much right. So, look, drawn away from the fence is probably the right gate for it. Got to be in there the way it's racing. 7, She's Our is very, very speedy. Inside gate, this is probably going to lead, I'd say. And look, it's probably going to look the winner somewhere, but it's a long way up that straight, even over 900, Sean. But she's been really good after three runs this prep. And look, I've put 4 in Squeaky Squirrel Best for the rest of a really good winner, Corowa first off. I haven't got the bullet in there, but he'd have a chance as well. Look, the 3 I haven't got, Oh So Adorable, Just a Bullet, probably was safe taking on A Ton of Courage, but gee, out of the 7, I think 6 really good genuine chances, so a real good spectacle of Flat Knacker, as it always is, Sean. 6-2-7-4 for me, mate.
Yeah, they will put the pedal to the metal early there, won't they? They hit the ground.
Now, there'll be no place for the faint-hearted. They'll go and no rest.
Yeah, too right. Now, the 3rd, here we put our number 2, Shoe Peg, 5, His Spirit, and 11, Easy's Game on Earth. Now, 1 Chloe's Comet, $2, 10 on Peter, 5. 6 Salesman, 7, 4 Avro Sun, 8, and then $10 or better. Actually, $10 the next 3 of them. Marta Defence, Quayla, V-Class Clown, and singled out $17.
Yeah, it looks like Chloe's Comet versus the rest here, Sean. If there's a second best bet of a day than this, it's probably it. 1-8-4-7, but she was terrific at Black Apple Day there. It did get a really nice run in the race, but it come down submissive. Arise Angel, it's beautifully placed in a Class 3, and look, even money's probably just about generous, I'd say. I'll go with it, clearly. 8 Crowder V was good for when it beat Friend Paul there at Wagga. Look, unsuited last time. It got in behind them back in that leader-dominated race beyond Levy back at Wagga. Look, definitely stepping up to 1,500 is going to suit him. He's a nice type of horse, and down the track he might have to get further, but he can at least be placed here. 4 Avro Sun first up for Cav. Pretty good form last preparation. Sprint's okay, this horse. If he gets the right run, he's got a good turn of foot on him when he's right, so I'll throw him into the mix there somewhere. And singled out, despite being the roughie of the field, she'd have some claims here as well. But look, it's a Chloe's Comet to try and find the exotics. 1-8-4-7, Sean.
All right, we take out 4 Agrionis and number 7 All Star come out of the Adrian Ledger over the 2,400. 2 Blue Jangles, 340. Now, 8 Raindrops on Roses, 360. 1 Unique Assassin, 6. 11 Frankings, a $9 pop. Then 10 Arctic Grey at 12. 3 Dugan's Rise, 14. 13 Summon Axtrom, 16. 5 Better Than You Think at 18. 12 Icarus is 21. 6 Woody White Sox, 26. 9 Platypus Duck is 31. Along with 14 Shelbyville and 15 Crichton's Creek, 150.
Yeah, It's opened the ledger again this year. Sean, look, I went 8-2, 11-1. I went for Hayes and Dabernick with raindrops on roses, a nice high shaft. And the last couple of runs have been good. It just missed last time in a 2500. The valley before that was fair, but a good winner at Mornington and 3 starts back. Look, it's down in the way. Young Ben Allen with a couple of nice rides here today in the features. Look, I'll go with it on top. Blue Jangles is definitely the danger for Daryl Archer. Look, it's been really solid its last couple of runs, and it'll get the trip. Its last run came off a 6-week break, and that was in a 3,000. It's the 3,000 back to a 2,000, so they're splitting the difference here at the 2,400. But it's good round this trip, and Mark Pegasus, it should race well for sure. Look, 11, I threw into the tips here, cracking for Tim Donnelly. Was good at Cowra last time. Look, he's been leading it up to that as well, so I expect another nice run for him. He excels just about round this trip. And Unique Assassin, the top weight, pretty strong staying type as well. A couple of these are widely drawn, but they got a fair bit of time to sort themselves out in a mile and a half race. So I made it 8-2, 11-1, Sean.
Rightio, the next 7 Ultimate Chance, 17 Little Capri, 18 The Circles, and 19 The Walrus come out of the handicap. Now, here, number 9, Lord Von Costa, 350, 2 Lofties Menu at 7, number 8, Grey Pellet, 7, 6 Written Ups at $8 Pop, 3 Arugio is 9, we then go out to 4 King Nat King Koo at $10, $13 for 5 Just a Blur, 1 Got the Goss at 16, 12 Lacura 18, 10 Hill Spy 23, along with 11 Zoo Magic, 13 Smackitus 26, 14 Real Calm 26, 15 Gentleman Max 51, 16 Keep and Guess, and 101.
Yeah, Sean, look, I've seen a lot of these city handicaps in the past. I doubt I've ever seen a better field than this. And, of course, named after David Wallace, he'd have a smile on his face when he looked at this race. It's an absolute cracker. 9825 for me, Sean. I'd come back to Lord Von Costa on his home track. This is his first go on his home track. He's been widely travelled. They sent him down to Melbourne there for a little while. Of course, won up the straight at Flemington. He's resuming here. He's never won first up, but place 3 out of 4. And gate 2, I'm assuming a nice even surface. So if that's what he gets, he'll take some holding out here. Obviously, Greifel, I've been in his corner all the way, Sean. He's got a terrific record. Look, he's got a good record on the track. He's drawn about the middle where he likes to be, and he's never far off the action. So I had to have him in there somewhere. He's one of my favourites. Lofty's Menu, well, he resumed on that very, very heavy track up at Randwick, heading on Your Way. He's definitely beaten quite a way, Sean, but look, it's had 27 days off. He's got terrific form all the way around him, and 59 will be a pimple to him. He's a giant big fellow. And Paul King, the duck in the saddle, he's got to be in the pit somewhere. And I threw in Just a Blur. She could be back and strong at the finish. But, mate, there's a stack of chances in this, and for the first leg of the quarter, you're going to have to go wide. You still won't be safe. But, look, probably the best city handicap I've ever seen. 9825, Sean.
Righto, we go to the Cup now, sponsored by the Commercial Club. Great supporters of racing. 13 American Time comes out. Now, 5 Cool Chaps, 420. 4 Goldstream, 550. 8 Green Sweet, 550. 3 Bold Sniper, $11. Now, 2 Bonfire is a $12 pop. Number 1 Extra Zero at 14. 7 Adirondack is 15. 9 Kill Cat Dancer, 16. 10 Red Aldo, also 16, with 11 Survive. Now, 2 Chiquinta, $18 pop, along with 14, which is overdue. 6 Corkum, rather, 19. 15 More Energy, 81. And 16 Baby Jack, 151.
Yeah, Sean, great pace again the Cup this year. 5, 4, 8, 9. Got to be with Cool Chap here for 3 months. Look, I had the blinkers on the first time off a month break the other day, and he just went to slide into the race, and the horse went to go about the 600 metres. I think it just took a little bit out of him the last little bit. He went up to win about 5 times. The Dark Eyes just continually fought him off. But, look, I think the second crack in the blinkers, and Abdullah's had a ride on him. I think he'd be a little bit wiser to him, and I think just even luck, he'll take a power of beating here. I'll go with Cool Chap on top. Look, Goldstream, the Italian horse, the Darren Weirs, Ben Allen, good at Caulfield, Flemington's last couple of, it's been right around the mark. A lightly raced horse with a good record. You can't dismiss anything at Darren Weirs when he takes them anywhere, but he sends one of the Aubrey Cups. You've got to give it its respect. Look, I'm really interested in this Green Sweet, the American horse with the French trainer and the French jockey. So you've got a bit of everything there. His first run in Australia at Rose Hill was good beyond Hogmanay. That was a really solid effort. You'd think it would have to improve off the back of that. And it can be right in the finish here from a nice gate. And Cool Cat Dancer, he's just no holding him anywhere, Cool Cat. He first tried the 2000 last time, and he was terrific in the Canberra Cup, and he should probably improve on the back of that as well. So, mate, in a race with a lot of chances, again, I think they've all got to beat the five. 5, 4, 8, 9, 10.
The next we put out one at Cabrocco, number 4, Perfect Command, 6, Crown Him, 7, Drakenfels, 11, Great Southern, 12, Tamarack, 16, Trump This, 17, Valentino Rossi, and 18, Coakini. Now here, number 10, Coringle Star on the Guineas is 360. 2, Yubatuba, 480, 3, Foxhall, 650, 9, Kunawara, 7, 14, Sirens Fury, 7, 5, The Reverend Demon, 850, 19, Cliff, 11, 13, Callisto Moon, 13, 8, Poets Advocate, $23 pop. And 15, no one to hold them, is 26.
Yeah, Sean, look, if you like something and I haven't got it in the tips, don't let me put you off. I found this very, very difficult. It really changed completion this race after all the scratching. Mate, I made it 3, 2, 5, and 14. I'm going to go with Foxhall for Tony McAvoy. I just tell them the Twins have been good in South Australia. You can put the line through the last run, but they got back and pulled hard. Pulled up with a throat issue, little wonder. They went slow and sprinted home. It just didn't suit him from where he was. But this is probably more his cup of tea coming back to the 1,400 metres. A lightly raced horse, got a good record. So I'll go with him, but I'll probably nowhere here. 2 Yubatuba, it's got to go in both. Wins been good at Kembla last time, but back in a small field. He's probably not entitled to win there. He's a nice horse shooting for the hat trick, and Van Overmeer's claim. Certainly get him in nicely as well. I find the Reverend Demon now a gelding. And look, Kayla Nisbet, she won it last year on Rose Alicia, so she's the defending champion. She'll ride the Reverend Demon. And this was pretty good first up at Canberra, and the race was won by Mercurial Lad. Of course, we saw Pecans run second. Digger knew he just finished behind them there, and we saw him come out and run a nice race in that in the provincial championship yesterday. So I think the form around is okay, and second up, I'm going to give him a good chance. And look, right down the bottom here, mate, Siren Fury. I threw this into the tips for Jace Call and Kat O'Hara. Look, went around in that, the old Keith Owen, the Kembla Grange Classic last time. Pretty strong form line race, and I didn't think his run was too bad. And I think third up in the spell, it could also run a nice race. But gee, this is tough. This is very, very open. 3, 2, 5, 14, John.
Right, the lucky last, and we pull out numbers 12 and 13, Macca's Magic and Nariel Dash. Now, the favourite here, 1 Loose Goose, $2.50, 4 Lawton Joseph, $5, 7 First Order, $8.50, 6 Dothraki Larky Queen is $11 pop, along with 8 Bandit Bell, 2 Chacha King, $12, along with 10 Aaron Zar. Now, 5 Daisy Dudes, $13, 9 Treasure Boss, $17, 3 Kiwi Boss, $19, 11 Canova, $31, 14 She's Just Rosie at $81 pop, and that's it.
Look, I'm with the locals here. 6, 7, 1, and 4. I like Dr. Clean first up here. Mm-hmm. Look, last time we saw her resume, she trialled like Burnbra, and probably only went fair after that trial. So she was resuming from a spell here with no trial. Now, I like that, Sean. On her home track, she can race well. She's based well, fresh, look, prior to last preparation in any case. But, look, Kim got a winner on the first day with Overdue, and I've always had a bit of time for this mare. So, assuming she's just about right, would be keen to have a look at her in the yard. $11 is pretty generous about her. I'll go with her on top. Look, the first order was terrific first up at Goulburn over the 1,000, and he kept it nice and fresh too, Danny. He scratched it from Goulburn last week. There was a wet track there. So, obviously wants a bit firmer track for her, but she's a lightly raced mare, and look, for an authorised, she's got plenty of dash, so I think second up she can run well. Obviously Loose Goose, he was beaten first up in that strong class one, and then a solid winner at Wellington last time. Just a little bit tougher, and he's well found in the market, but you've got to respect the Baker horse and a good gate for it. And four Lawton Joseph first up might run a nice race as well, but probably a pretty open race to finish off. 6, 7, 1, 4 for me, Sean.
Alrighty, now good things today, John, can you find any?
We'll get the money early, mate. We'll get stuck straight into Cav's Lunar Duchess in race one. And then when we've got plenty of money, we can play with all their money all day. Probably Chloe's Comet hard to beat, and very hard to beat. The Lee Friedman's horse, Cool Chap, in the cup as well. But we'll just go with the one, and the punters can work it out around that. Race one at number 3, Lunar Duchess. Grab that even money and get stuck into it, Sean.
All right. Now, Quaddies, I'll just get your Quaddie again, John, if that's all right.
I've spent a couple of bob on the quad. Usually, I like to keep it down short, but a few of these are very, very open. So, mate, first leg, a couple of the quad, the city handicap, 9825. I put the whole four in there. The second leg, the cup, I had the 5-4 and 8. I've gone 3-2-5 in the Albury Guineas, making me very, very nervous. And I finish up with 6-7-1. I've got it down to $108, but I think if we can nail it, Sean, we'll still show a good little profit, mate. $108 for 100% of the quaddie today.
All right, good on your scores. Have a good day. We'll hear you there with your late mail and China Master as well, who picks in the yard on Albury Gold Cup Day.
It's going to be a cracker, mate. It'll be a huge crowd in attendance on what's a beautiful day weather-wise. And just keep your eye on that late mail, because I'm sure we're going to get an upgrade to the track.
Good on you, John. John scores there, 29 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
Easter means golden Easter egg carnival time.
Get on Wentworth Park's Easter Carnival with expert Mark Duclos.
Going Greyhounds.
Monday morning at 10:30 here on Sky Sports Radio.
This station endorses the Commercial Radio Code of Practice, which has been registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The code has recently been revised and a new code is in place. Content on this station is regulated by the code. The code covers areas such as material not suitable for broadcast, news and current affairs, Australian music, live hosted entertainment and the promotion of gambling during live sports. You can obtain a copy of the code by contacting this station or from the Commercial Radio Australia website, commercialradio.com.au.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase a selected fridge or washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging and the old fridge or washer taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. Starting with the sport headlines, the Socceroos have lost ground on group leaders Saudi Arabia with a 1-1 draw against Iraq overnight. Matthew Leckie scored the only goal for Australia, who are 3 points off the top of the table and will need to win all three home games left in qualification to gain direct entry to Russia. The Socceroos' next match is on Tuesday night at the SFS against the UAE. The Roosters have disposed of fierce rival South Sydney 20-6 in last night's round four opener. Two games tonight, with Penrith hosting Newcastle, followed by Brisbane and Canberra. Parramatta face the Sharks tomorrow night. The Eels struggled last round without Corey Norman in their 26-14 loss to the Titans. Norman returns this round, but told the Big Sports Breakfast this morning he's not feeling the pressure to carry the team. Australian fast bowler Pat Cummins is set to play in the deciding fourth test beginning tomorrow after scans cleared him of any issues. Fellow quick Josh Hazlewood has played down talk of a fast and bouncy pitch in Dharamsala, saying that's what they were told ahead of the test in Pune, but that didn't turn out to be the case. And the team lists for the inaugural AFL Women's Grand Final have been finalised, with the Brisbane Lions hosting the Adelaide Crows on the Gold Coast. Both coaches were able to name unchanged lineups from the final last round, from the final round last week rather, with the Lions entering the match as favourites after beating the Crows in round 5 by 3 points. In other news, the man who mowed down pedestrians and fatally stabbed a policeman outside the Houses of Parliament in London before he was shot and killed by police has been named as 52-year-old Khalid Massoud, who was born in Kent in the southeast of England. Islamic State have claimed responsibility for the attack. UK Prime Minister Theresa May says while Massoud was investigated some years ago, there was no prior intelligence of his intent or plot. A fourth victim...